Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Eurotales. This week it is time to saddle up and put your armor on as we're heading to the trenches of the Serie A relegation battle. Udinese are world-renowned for their ability to unearth talent. Their scouting abilities in recent years has earned them praise from every corner of the football stratosphere. Players like Alexis Sanchez, Rodrigo De Paul, Beto and Ndogi are just some of the gems they've uncovered. Their shrewd football operations allowed them to compete with some of Italy's elite despite their modest resources. They've finished in the comforts of mid-table in Serie A for the past seven seasons, but this season, there is a real danger that the club renowned for unearthing undiscovered talent may fall through the trapdoor to Serie B. Udinese are fourth from bottom in Italy's top flight and only ahead of Frosinone on goal difference. With five games left, they've rolled the dice. They've gone all in on a famous name to save them from the relegation mire. Fabio Cannavaro, a World Cup and Ballon d'Or winner, enjoyed a glittering footballing career on the pitch. But is he ready for this baptism of fire in the managerial dugout? We call up with world-renowned Italian journalist Nima Tavale-Rosari to get the lowdown. Enjoy. Welcome to Eurotales, Nima. I've been a fan of your work for many a year. Would you like to tell our listeners a bit about yourself and your love of all things Italian football?
Well, it's good to be with you, Liam. Thank you for inviting me. Well, my name is Nima Tavale-Rosari. I'm a football journalist, primarily focused on Italian football, covering Italian football. And I have been since 2012 when I founded my own site covering Inter Milan in English, sempreinter.com. Through the years, I've worked for, you know, done exclusive for goal.com, for Gianluca Di Marzio, for Football Italia. I've had pieces commissioned in The Times, done punditry for BBC, TalkSport, CGTN and many other outlets through the years. So, and now I'm a co-host of the Italian Football Podcast with Carlo Garganese, who was the head of content of Goal for 12 years and built that site up from nothing to where it was before he left. And yeah, that's pretty much my background in about 30 seconds.
You were an absolute mecca of Italian football, Nima. And when this news broke, you were the man I wanted to appear on the podcast to share this story with our listeners. So I must ask you, what is going on at Udinese, Nima? Were you surprised when they announced that Cannavaro would be their manager?
Very, very surprised, because Fabio Cannavaro, as a player, is not up for debate. We know what he was as a defender. He was one of the best defenders of his generation. He was unbelievable. Ballon d'Or winner, of course, famously in 2006 after the World Cup. But as a manager, he's not really had that much success. I mean, he's been in Asia. He's been in China. He was in Serie B with Benevento, was sacked. And this is a dogfight. Udinese are in a relegation scrap dogfight. And I don't think he has what it takes to keep them up. I think the quality of the squad is more than good enough to stay in the Serie A. And I'd be absolutely devastated if they went down, because I think it would make the Serie A weaker. But having said that, it's a very strange choice. And I hope that they don't live to regret it. I hope that it turns out to be the right one.
What is the reaction in Italy, Nima? Do people feel this legendary player can make it in management?
Well, I think with Cannavaro, it's a bit different, isn't it? I mean, in the sense that, you know, everyone loves him because of what he did as a player for Italy, and through his career, he was fantastic, won many important trophies. So, you know, there is a lot of respect for him, but there is a big question mark around him as a coach. Because we haven't seen anything to make us not question what is going on. So, you know, maybe this could be his big break if he were to do well with Udinese, if he were to, save them from relegation, and you know, if he were to be given the job on a more permanent basis in the summer. Who knows? We'll see. But there are more question marks than anything else right now.
You mentioned there the quality of the squad, and Udinese have been much publicized over the years for their shrewd operations and their scouting ability to fight above their station despite their sort of reduced resources compared to some of Serie A. Where's it gone wrong for them this season?
I think when Pierpaolo Marino left them, they didn't replace him adequately. And Pierpaolo Marino is a sporting director, one of the greatest directors in Italian football of all time. And when he left, I don't feel they replaced him adequately. Even though there is a very sound project and very sound structure in place, put together by the Pozzo family over decades, I feel that the person to run these things on a day-to-day basis was not sufficiently, you know, when Marino left, he wasn't sufficiently replaced. And I think it takes very little for a technical project to kind of get derailed. And I feel the Sottil did well when he first came. Then he had towards the end of last season, it was awful. In my opinion, he should have been sacked then and there. And they should have replaced him last summer. Instead, they went into the season, he was sacked, and then, you know, they brought in this replacement. I mean, it's just not been, it's been a long, long way coming, and I'm very worried that they go down because they have no business in the Serie B. And I think it would be a travesty if they went. I think it would be a huge, huge disappointment, but they are in trouble. They are in danger of going down.
We've seen this season, Nima, when De Rossi, another legendary player, came into Roma, he sort of given them an injection, a turbocharge, with his legendary status at the club. Do you think the Udinese hierarchy might have looked at that and thought maybe Cannavaro can be our De Rossi?
That's exactly what I think they've looked at. I have to be honest, the first coaching job that De Rossi had was at Spal in Serie B in Ferrara, during a dreadful season which saw them get relegated to the Serie C, and he was sacked. He didn't do well there at all. And there was nothing to suggest that De Rossi could do what he has done at Roma when Roma appointed him. But what the difference here, of course, being that De Rossi lives, breathes, is Roma. Not just former captain, he embodies that club. And so he was always, you know, when he was appointed, it was more a case of, well, salvage what can be salvaged. There wasn't that much pressure on him. Instead, what we saw was this was someone who was incredibly mature, who was ready to play, to take over a club like Roma, despite evidence suggesting the contrary. And I remember interviewing Joe Tacopina, who's the president at Spal, the owner of Spal, and he said, he told us on the Italian Football Podcast after De Rossi had been sacked that, listen, there's no doubt in my mind that De Rossi will become a top coach, Joe told me. Those were his exact words. It's just that the football he wants to play in this is too advanced for Serie B. He's used to playing elite world-class football. We don't have the resources or the players who can play that kind of football in the Serie B. And as it turns out, Joe was absolutely right. The football that De Rossi wants to play was very, very is outstanding. And I mean, he's tactically schooled Pioli, De Zerbi, many a coach this season. because he has higher quality players in Roma. I don't see anything in Cannavaro's career to suggest that he could be that. But of course, that is the hope. I just think that if that were the hope, it should have come last season, you know, or when the season began in over the summer, because then he'd at least have a full preseason to prepare. This all feels very reactionary and desperate. And I don't think that's what you need when you're in a relegation battle. You need security, you need calm. I'm worried about Udinese because it's a club that absolutely should not be in the Serie B.
Last night, Nima, we saw a bizarre situation. As the football gods would have it, Cannavaro faced the Rossi's Roma for 18 minutes at least plus injury time. How did his brief audition go? And would you be so kind to explain to our listeners why that game was played for 18 minutes?
Well, there was a medical situation when the game was originally played with Ndicar, and he had to be rushed to hospital, and the game was abandoned, quite correctly so, because, you know, he stopped, you know, there's been reports of his heart stopping and stuff. So, you know, Roma were very distraught. And so instead of just calling it a quits and saying, let's call it a draw, they decided to play the game for the remaining time and remaining period. And that's why we saw this kind of cartoonish situation where football was played for 18, 19 minutes. Now, of course, Roma are happy today because they won that game and they needed those 3 points. Udinese, not so much today, obviously, because they lost the point they had. But I think it's impossible to infer anything from those 18 minutes. It was a very strange situation. I will, however, make a note of, and I made a note of, that Udinese looked very confused on the pitch. I didn't like how they were structurally on the pitch for those 18 minutes at all. And I don't like how they reacted to that goal either. It was a little bit too panicky, and which again just reinforces my fear of what could happen with Udinese.
In terms of Cannavaro, Nima, has he had opportunities to manage in Serie A before, or has this opportunity come out of the blue?
It really came out of the blue. I mean, he's been rumoured to clubs, but he's never really been given a job. Like I said, the only job in Italy he's had, as far as I'm aware, is the Benevento one in 22-23 when they were in Serie B. So he's not been close to a job in Serie A. So this is his first job, and it's. I understand why he took it. He wanted to get a foot in, and it makes sense. But it's a strange appointment because, again, if it were a mid-table situation or a situation like Roma were in, it would have made more sense because you're not really risking anything. But here, you're literally risking your existence in the top flight. And that's a huge gamble. I mean, for them, I hope it pays off. Because again, I really don't want to see what Udinese in Serie B.
He has 5 games, Nima, to save their top flight status.
Yeah.
You've mentioned there is some talent in the squad. But can he pull it off? As you said, they've won just 4 Serie A games all season. Mm. Their home form is truly killing them. 1 win on home soil in Serie A, lowest possession stats of any team, and the 3rd lowest goal scorers.
Yeah, the goal scoring is an issue. They can't seem to score. And they can't seem to be to have any. There's no structure in place, which is why I'm so worried. I think at this point, I think, you know, it's probably best to just get back to the basics. 4-4-2 almost. You know what I mean? Like the reset. Just to get points on the board. You know, I think they need about 6 points, 5-6 points to be certain of not going down. And there are these games that they're going to play aren't impossible. They should be able to get that, but it is concerning.
It's funny, you touched on a memory within my brain banks there when you mentioned the style of football. When Trapattoni managed my native island, we weren't pretty on the eye, but we were functional, basic. But I think when you don't have the talent at your disposal, it's all about that, isn't it? Basics.
Absolutely. Back to basics, some form of structure and organization. It may not be the best in the world, but at the end of the day, it's a results performance. It's a results-based industry. And, you know, if you know qualitatively you're not as good as your opponent, you have to, I think it's your job as a coach to play to your strengths and to your opponent's weaknesses. And people can have whatever feelings and thoughts they want to about that. Because I think you wouldn't be doing your job properly if you don't play to your team's strengths. And that's where we are with Udinese now. And I think Trapattoni did that brilliantly with Ireland and everywhere, regardless of when he was at, you know, when he won everything with Juve in the 80s or when he won with Inter or wherever he was. You have to play to your strengths, depending on the squad available to you. And you have to play to your opponent's weaknesses. It's as simple as that. That's the job description. This ideological debate about football being beautiful and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, if you're Pep Guardiola with unlimited resources and allegedly, even if you violate the legislation, you can get away with it. That's fine. Then you can afford to be an ideologue. But when you're Udinese fighting for survival in Serie A, you really can't be. You don't have that luxury.
And it's not beautiful losing every week, is it, Nima? As we all know. My man, thank you so much for your time. Could you please tell our listeners where they can hear more of your expert analysis? You mentioned the podcast you have going at the minute.
Yes, thank you. It's the Italian Football Podcast. They can find it wherever you find podcasts, on Spotify, iTunes, iOS, Google platforms, YouTube as well. It's the Italian Football Podcast. It's, you know, we do a Monday show where we review the weekend, which is free for all to listen. And if they want to support the show and become a patron on Patreon, it's $2.99 a month. And then they get all the extra content, which is a Tuesday Q&A pod where the listeners send in their questions. And of course, a Thursday episode where we review all the midweek action and preview the weekend. But on top of that, we also do interviews, exclusive interviews with people in Italian football, connected to or about Italian football, former and current players. I've interviewed 4 or 5 Udinese players, from Udogi, Samardzic, Lovric, Deulofeu, Beto, who's now at Everton. We've had Sven-Goran Eriksson on twice, Roy Hodgson. You know, so that's the level we're at with the guests. So yeah, make sure to check us out. Appreciate it.
Amazing. I will link all them in the show notes, Nima. Enjoy the rest of the season, and we hope to have you on again sometime.
Happy to come on, Liam. Thank you for the invite.
You're listening to Eurotales, where European football stories are explored one at a time. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Thank you so much to Nima. I have the links to his podcast in the show notes. Please check it out for all your Italian football needs. Udinese and Cannavaro have 5 games to save themselves from the oblivion of Serie B. Next up is Zecce and Motta, Bologna. Then they host Napoli, away to Lecce and at home to Empoli, and close the season away to Frosinone, the team they are level on points with at the time of recording. Let's hope that grand old Italian club can turn it round and Cannavaro can get through this baptism of fire. Thanks so much for listening. If you could do one thing for us, please give us a 5-star review and even write a comment. It won't cost you anything. It will take about 5 seconds, and it will ensure that we can attract the caliber of guests like Nima and maybe even some players and managers in the future. If we ain't battling against the algorithm, we will get lost amongst the nonsense. Enjoy all the action this weekend.
Thanks for listening. Don't miss us between episodes. Simply follow our socials, links in the show notes, or simply search at EuroTalesPod on Twitter.
Eurotales.
Eurotales. Eurotales. Eurotales. Eurotales.
Eurotales. Eurotales. Eurotales. Eurotales. Eurotales.
Sports Social Podcast Network.